Now we continue our readings in the prophecy of Isaiah, reading this morning chapters 11 and 12. Isaiah chapters 11 and 12. I think I'll read from J.B. Phillips' rendering of this passage, if you follow in your own version. Out of the felled stump of Jesse, a shoot shall spring. Out of his roots a strong sapling shall rise. Upon him will rest the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and insight, the Spirit of just dealing and power, the Spirit of knowledge and reverence for the Lord. He will not judge by appearances. He will not make decisions by hearsay, but he will pronounce justice for the needy and make fair decisions for the poor. His verdicts will strike down the merciless, and his pronouncements will be death to the wicked. He will be girded around his waist with justice and with faithfulness around his loins. The wolf shall live in peace with the lamb, and the leopard will share his bed with the kid. The lion shall eat straw like an ox, while calf and young lion shall feed together, and they will be herded by a little child. The cow and the bear will be friends with each other, while their young shall nestle down together. The suckling baby shall play over the hole of an asp, and the weaned child toddle round the viper's nest. None shall hurt and none shall kill in all my holy mountain, for the land shall be as full of the knowledge of the Lord as the seas are filled with water. In that day the shoot of Jesse shall stand as a flag to rally the peoples. The nations shall consult him, and his dwelling place shall be famous. In that day the Lord will again raise his hand to recover the survivors of his people, from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from all the islands of the sea. He will raise a standard for the nations, and he will gather together the outcasts of Israel. He will bring in the scattered people of Judah from the corners of the earth. Envy of Ephraim will come to an end, and those who trouble Judah shall be destroyed. Ephraim shall not be jealous of Judah, and Judah shall not trouble Ephraim, but they shall both swoop down westwards on the Philistines' flank, and together they shall plunder the people of the east. Edom and Moab shall be brought under their power, and the Ammonites shall do their bidding. The Lord will parch the tongue of Egypt's sea. He will raise his hand over the river and strike it into seven dry gullies, which men may cross in sandaled feet. And there will be a high road from Assyria for the rest of his people who are left there, as there was for Israel on the day when they came up out of Egypt. In that day you will say, I give thanks to you, Lord, for you were angry with me, and now your anger is past, and you have given me comfort. See, all my safety lies in God. I trust him and know no fear. The Lord is my strength, and of him I sing. He has become my Savior indeed. Joyfully will you draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make his deeds known among all nations, proclaim his name of majesty, sing the praises of the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let the whole earth know of it. Shout aloud and sing for joy, you dwellers in Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Amen. May God bless to us the reading of his holy word.